Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League and all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. Just wanted to hop on here and talk about the South's current situation, talking about some rumours going around about the coaching job for Jason Demetrio. Obviously, it looks like, regardless of whether South Sydney win or lose, the rumour is that Jason Demetrio, after this round, will be sacked from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I believe they had a board meeting yesterday, so I don't know what the outcome of that is just yet, but it looks like he is going to be, it is going to be his last week potentially at the South Sydney Rabbitohs. It looks like Mal Meninga might be one of the guys to come in and take that role. I've also heard assistant coach Ben Hornsby, his name has been thrown into the mix as well to take over as the interim. And then I've also heard that Madge Maguire has been thrown into the mix as well. There's a few hats been thrown into the ring here. I just want to talk about who would be the best one. Obviously, don't know Ben Hornsby too much, so won't talk too much about him, but we'll more so talk about who would we rather get, Madge Maguire or Mal Meninga as an interim. We'll start off with Mal Meninga. Obviously, hasn't coached an NRL side, I believe, since 2001. More than welcome to correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he's coached a first grade team since 2001. If you want to feel a bit old, 2001, I was born in 2005, so it's 4 years before I was even born, was the last time that Mal Meninga had coached a first grade NRL side. Since then, he's gone on to coach Australia over the past few years, obviously having some good success over the past few years too with the Australian side. But the difference is between the Australian side and a normal first grade side is, in such a successful side like that, in a, you know, international side where you've got the best of the best, especially Australia, where the competition's based, we've got the best of the best players in the NRL put into this team. I mean, the side basically coaches itself. It's the best of the best players, a mix of experience and young guns. This side basically coaches itself. You just need a man manager in there, and that's what Mal Meninga is. He's a man manager, at least at the moment. You know, coaching this Australian side, it's the same as Freddie Fittler in the Origin side. He's a man manager. He's not a coach. Madge will have to swap around the mentality of head coach and man manager, obviously, when he goes into this coaching job with the New South Wales Blues too. But with these international and representative sides, you don't need a head coach. You need a man manager. I just feel like, not having coached a side for a while, the game's changed a lot too since 2001. Coming into a South side where you're not a man manager, you have to be a head coach. I think that there could be a few dramas there. I'm just not sure that Mal Meninga is the right guy for the job. You also need someone that's going to be quite stern. Now, Willie Mason obviously came out on the Levels Network podcast and talked about, you know, Mal Meninga is someone that when he speaks, you listen. And obviously, because he's one of the greats of the game, probably one of the better centers to ever do it. You know, when he speaks, you listen. He's got that sort of rep around the boys. You know, he's not someone that players are going to take advantage of like Jason Demetrio has by the South Sydney Rabbitohs side, or at least some individuals in that South Sydney Rabbitohs side we won't talk about. But it's good to know that Mal has that sort of rep, and I guess it's a positive with him potentially coming into this side, having that rep, someone that's going to be listened to, someone that's going to be respected, someone that isn't going to be taken advantage of. That's the type of guy that South Sydney need coming into this side. Now, he talked about someone, they need someone that's going to be a little bit stern. Well, then you go to Madge Maguire. Madge Maguire is one of the more stern coaches in rugby league. He has had plenty of blow-ups in his time. We've seen it at the West Tigers, but not having too much success in an NRL club, obviously, just recently with the West Tigers, having success in international level with New Zealand, they've been going very well and been one of the powerhouses in the international comp for a while, that New Zealand team, but hasn't had too much success in NRL since South Sydney. So him coming into this Rabbitohs side, returning after obviously last time being there, winning a comp, I guess there's that level of respect too that he's come to this club and they've won a premiership together. Not only that, but he's one of the more stern guys you're going to meet. He's going to lay down the law. He's not going to take any shit. He's dropped star players before out of that West Tigers side. You know he's going to do the same thing for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He's going to make really hard moves, and he's going to be stern. He's going to be up front. That's the type of guy that South Sydney need. But again, as I said before, not having too much success with an NRL club as of late does scare me a little bit with him, his name being thrown into the mix. But in terms of the stern guy that they need in this side, he's definitely a name that I would chuck into the hat there. Mal Meninga, or Madge McGuire. Who would I rather? I'd probably rather Madge McGuire at the moment, just because he has recently come out of a coaching gig with an NRL side, whereas, as we said before, Mal Meninga hasn't coached an NRL side since 2001, since before I was born. So obviously, you know, in terms of who has the more recent experience with how the game has been played of late, I should say, Madge McGuire has a little bit more of current NRL experience, is what I should be saying. So I'd probably rather Madge McGuire, and as again, just that stern guy that we've seen him be stern in an NRL side. Mal Meninga, in my time at least, I haven't seen him coach. I don't know what he's like as a coach. I've obviously seen a lot more of Madge McGuire. Now, Ben Hornsby coming into, obviously, that head coaching role. He's at the club at the moment as an assistant. Again, we're not going to comment on this too much. I don't know Ben Hornsby well. I don't know where he's been before South Sydney. I'm not too aware with his track record, but I feel like they do need a new face in there. Someone that's stern, someone that isn't going to take any shit, just a new face, a new culture. Someone that's going to turn things around. They don't need they don't need people that are already in the system. They need something new to shake it up. So I'd rather have another coach coming in. Now, I did hear word that the Walker brothers are keen on coaching this NRL side, obviously throwing their hat into the ring that if they were to get the offer, then they wouldn't hesitate to take it, or at least I saw something along those lines from a quote from them on SEN. I'd love to see those guys coming in and giving their two cents on how this side should be coached, and coming in and taking the reins here, whether it be interim or whether it be full-time. I'd love to see those guys come in and do a job. They've obviously had a lot of success with other clubs and potentially other codes as well. I'm excited to see maybe if they get the opportunity to come in and coach this side. That would be pretty exciting. But the two main names that I'm hearing whispers of are obviously the heavy one, Mal Meninga, who they've talked about across Fox League, SEN, Nine News. He's the most likely option, and it looks like South Sydney have already had a chat to him about obviously coming over to coach as an interim. And Madge McGuire, obviously nothing's come out about him just yet, but I am hearing whispers that he has been thrown into the mix as well. Now, there were tiny whispers about Wayne Bennett. I'm not sure as to how real they are. I'd love to see Wayne Bennett come back, maybe take Sam Burgess on as a understudy for a few years, and then obviously Sam Burgess takes over. But I think that Sam Burgess, he is going to, you know, leave his stint, or at least continue his stint with that Super League side, the Warrington Wolves. So I doubt that he would be coming back anytime soon. As I said, though, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see Wayne Bennett just have maybe 1 or 2 years with South Sydney and get them back on the right track, get the attitude and the culture back to where it was when Wayne Bennett was coaching the side, get them back into a top eight side, back to a grand final side too. I'd love to see that for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I'd love to see a big turnaround, because obviously not playing too well at the moment. We do need a turnaround, and fast. Attitude of a few individuals in this side needs to change, and I think that's going to change with a new coach. Jason Demetrio, he hasn't done the best job of late, obviously. There's been rumors going around that he is, you know, giving extra leeway to certain individuals in this side, and it is costing them games. It is costing them their culture, which is slowly changing into a negative sort of way. As I said, they need a Wayne Bennett, Mal Meninga, or a Madge McGuire to come in, a new fresh face, a new fresh start for South Sydney. It's what they need, and they need it urgently. So excited to see who the new coach is going to be, but those are the current options. That's full time. See you in the next one.